Right now it's time for the Way Black History Fact, and today's Way Black History Fact is sponsored by Underground Beach Club. From the streets to the beach, for the latest in beachwear, visit undergroundbeachclub.com. And we're going to read from history.com. All right, this is not ramsesandq.com, it is history.com. You can check it out for yourself. I'm going to talk about, I pulled some paragraphs here. The long and the short of it is that, you know, Buffalo Wild Wings originated with a black restaurateur, and the popular narrative is that it originated with white restaurateurs. I can't share it all with you because it's too long. So I'm going to give you just a couple of bullet points. In the 1960s, a black restaurateur named John Young opened Wings and Things in Buffalo, New York. Around the same time, a white couple named Frank and Teresa Bellissimo began selling chicken wings at the Anchor Bar, about a mile away from Wings and Things. By the 1980s, the Bellissimos had become famous for supposedly inventing buffalo wings. Yet in recent years, local historians tracing the history of the dish have drawn attention to the contributions of John Young as well as the cooks who came before him. Chicken wings have had a place in both restaurant and home cooking for a long time, around the country and around the globe. In Buffalo, the oldest known establishment to serve chicken wings is the Clarendon Hotel. A copy of the hotel's menu from July 1st, 1857 lists an entree called Chicken Wings Fried. In addition to this menu, Cynthia Van Ness, the director of the library and archives at the Buffalo History Museum, has also found a recipe for chicken wings in an 1894 issue of the Buffalo Commercial Advertiser. It's unclear when Young opened his Buffalo restaurant, although he applied for a business license for Wings and Things in 1966. Interviews with Young and former customers indicate that he likely started selling food under that name before applying for the license to do so. In any case, Young's restaurant became known for serving breaded whole wings tossed in Young's own version of mumbo sauce. Again, the article goes a little bit more into the history, the black history of that down in D.C. and blah, blah, blah. But skipping ahead, at some point in the mid-1960s, Frank and Teresa Bellissimo's telling, their Anchor Bar began serving its own version of chicken wings. Unlike Young's wing, the Anchor Bar's chicken wings were fried, broken into pieces, and tossed in hot sauce. In this recipe that today's buffalo wings most closely resemble, as the dish took off in the 1970s and 80s, it was the Bellissimos who received most of the credit for, quote, inventing, unquote, the buffalo wing. Young had moved to Illinois around 1970. When he returned to Buffalo about a decade later, he was surprised to see how many restaurants were serving what they called buffalo wings. He was also surprised to see that the Anchor Bar had claimed the title of being the first restaurant to serve the wings, especially because he thought that Frank Bellissimo had gotten the idea from him. Young's advocacy helped him secure recognition as the first person to open a buffalo restaurant centered around chicken wings. He names it Wings and Things. That's what he specialized in, and I think he absolutely deserves credit for that, Van Ness says. In the 1980s, more restaurants outside Buffalo began to sell their own buffalo-style wings. The franchise Buffalo Wild Wings, originally named Buffalo Wild Wings and Weck, opened in 1982 in Columbus, Ohio. As buffalo wings spread throughout the country, they became associated with football and, in particular, the Super Bowl. This increased demand for chicken wings has come with a serious change in price. Back when the Super Bowl began in 1967, buffalo wings would have been a cheap chicken option for game day food. Ironically, their growth in popularity since then has turned wings into one of the most expensive and in-demand pieces of chicken. And just so you know, I don't believe I've ever eaten a chicken wing.
Ramses doesn't consider boned chicken real chicken.
Yeah, I can't do it with the bones in it. It's too much sauce.
I need you guys to hear this though. I can't do it with the wings in it. It's a clearly
with the bone in it.
I can't do it with the bones is a clearly rational thing to say. But that the chicken with the bones isn't real chicken is insane.
Listen, man, I need them strips. That's the real chicken. But anyway, that's that.